Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Carousel Theater Board President Alex Lindsley about the year of 2022 and looking ahead to 2023.
Talking about the year of 2022 for Carousel Theater here in Indianola, first off, when you take a look back over the past year, what comes to mind for you? Is it the performances? Is it the people? Is it a little bit of everything? What jumps to mind first?
I think it would have to be the people. This year has been an incredible year for Carousel in a number of different reasons, but one of the biggest things that happened for us is we just got so many new, incredible people involved in our shows, in our productions, both on stage and off stage, but then we also were able to bring back so many fantastic Carousel veterans who got to kind of share the spotlight with all of these new, incredibly talented people, and it's just been so exciting. Exciting to see Carousel grow just as a community in a whole. And then, of course, you know, there's our great big award-winning season that we got to take home a bunch of really great awards at the Chloris Awards. But I think it's those people that really make Carousel come to life.
Well, I'm looking back at all the stories that you had over the past year and 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, more of a comedy, and then you get to And Then There Were None, where people kind of get to show their range, and ranging from musicals to a lot of dramas, and it's just a lot of, I guess, variety in the shows. Do you think that's a strength of Carousel?
Oh, definitely. You know, we really want to make sure that we are telling very interesting, very intriguing stories, and we don't want to keep relying on the same kind of stories every time. It's really important to have that variety in what we say and how we say it. We're trying to throw in a mix of musicals and straight plays, comedies and dramas. We want to, you know, stop and make you think and maybe have something a little bit heavier, but then sprinkle in something that's a little bit more light and fun and something for just a nice evening out on the town. And I think that's what's making Carousel so strong these days, is that range that we're able to bring, that we are able to, like I said, bring in all these incredibly talented people who are able to put on such wide variety of productions.
Well, talking about the talented people, you get actors from the entire metro who want to come down here for Carousel Theater. Talk about that draw. I mean, what do you think makes them want to come here and perform for Carousel?
I think, honestly, it's the quality of shows that we're putting on. Each show just seems to be getting better and better than the show before it, and we're learning, we're growing, and we're putting on truly shows that people are interested in. There's a lot of interest in shows like Next to Normal, 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, Rumors, which was what we're working on right now. We're doing shows that people like, that people are interested in, and then we're doing them well, which I think is really making people take note of Carousel and then want to be a part of this storytelling community.
Well, we talked last year, and I went back and listened to some of our interviews, and kind of it was recovering from the pandemic of not being able or not being sure of where you're going to perform, let alone who's going to be able to perform. How has this last year been a little bit more secure, I'm assuming, in being able to get those performances going?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, COVID, I mean, shut the whole world down, and especially live theater really suffered. A lot of places that rely on these communal spaces of actors being on stage, crew being backstage, and then patrons being out in the audience really suffered. They couldn't do the thing that they love to do. And we were able to kind of adapt. We did our writer's workshop. We did some virtual performances. But being able to come back into spaces, we were a little worried, you know, are people going to audition? Are people going to want to come see it? And I tell you what, that absence of arts has, I feel like, sparked a desire and a need to go see and interact, because we are seeing record-breaking ticket sales. We are seeing droves of people coming out to auditions. It has been incredible. Our last three shows have all had sold-out nights in the first weekend, and we just could not be more happy or beyond excited about that, which is something we didn't even think we could do pre-COVID. But now post-COVID, we're just kind of exploding a little bit, and it's been so fun to see.
Well, what's on deck for the rest of the season here in spring 2023? I know you mentioned Rumors coming up. Should be a ton of fun, but then what else can people expect?
Yep, so we've got Rumors by Neil Simon. It's directed by first-time director Michelle Vaudrin. She is a member of the board of directors, bringing that incredibly hilarious farce to life. That's going to be going up the second and third weekends in March, opening on March 10th. And then this summer, I will be directing our summer musical production of Disney's The Little Mermaid, which is going to be really fun because it's going to be coming out just around in tandem with that live-action movie. Auditions are going to be held April 17th and 18th, and performance are going to be the last weekend of July and the first weekend of August. So that one's kind of quickly approaching. We're getting prepared for Mermaid. It's going to be a big budget show with a lot of really great people involved, but we're really hoping to see a great turnout for Rumors as well, which will be taking place out at Mavita Local Winery this time. Normally we're at Better Homes and Gardens, and they're very incredibly nice to us, but this time we're going a little out of town and we're out at La Vida Loca, so we hope everyone manages to come out, see that show, have a laugh, have a glass of wine. It'll be a great night.
Well, last question before we let you go is, if I wanted to get involved with local theater and I wasn't sure how, or I kind of wanted to get involved in the scene, what advice would you have for me?
My advice is look at the theaters that are around you. You know, Carousel is very open. We are always happy to bring on new people. We don't care if you've done shows in the past but haven't done them in a while, if you've never done a show before, never done anything. We are so happy to bring in new people and help them learn and grow and discover a passion for live theater. If you want to get involved in Carousel, you could always come to our open call auditions. Anyone is welcome, and we're really great about making sure we cast a good variety of people, some old, some new. But then if you're more interested in being backstage, all you got to do is reach out to info@carouseltheater.org. And we would be more than happy to get you connected with the folks who are running our different shows and get you in behind the scenes. But if you're not in the Carousel, Indianola area, or Greater Des Moines area, you're looking for someone else, there are a lot of incredible theaters in this area. There's Tallgrass in West Des Moines. They are some incredible people up there. There is the Ankin Theater, which is just great. And then if you go just a little bit further up to Ames, there's Actors up there. So if you are looking for anything theater-related, there are definitely some incredible options out there for you.
Thanks to Alex Lindsley for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.